memories of Hawaii. Of Hawaii. Kona, a wild, tangled forest of coffee trees where the birds sing endlessly and where the natives tell such weird, spooky legends. Where Madame Pele, with her fiery destruction, has left a path of lava that stretches black and desolate from the tip of Mauna Loa thousands of feet down the slope to the clear blue waters of the ocean. A reminder that while there is beauty in Hawaii, there is also danger. Gardens of tropical splendor. I've gazed at the still waters of your lazy lagoons and looked into the heart of a wild orchid. And no matter where I roam, I shall never forget you. great white cloud sailing along one night, nonchalantly billowing, floating and frolicking as a tropical cloud seems to do, chanced to float over a native hut, and turning a fluffy ear, he heard music such as he had never heard before, and so he tarried and listened. Rumbling down a side street of Honolulu. An old-fashioned gentleman pedaling along on a bicycle. A native girl idling beneath a huge banyan tree. And a Chinese lady of rank hobbling on her ridiculously tiny feet. Threads of life caught here and there and woven into a melody of song.
Sweet Lady Lima, Sweet Lady Lima, all the under the she will up the handle up, all the holy oya, all the mobile bill of Chukuaka Sukumai, I like the Holo Waka Holo Waka.
Sweet a shoe will up the hangala, come on the oya. Oh, some of them in the shoe, what the shoe, come on, the white shell, the whole lot, the whole way, the white shell, the whole day.
Memories of Hawaii. A giant fern forest where one may wander for miles with the graceful fronds nodding their friendly welcome above his head. Where every shade of green, from the pale pastel green of shimmering silk to the deep dark green of a dense jungle, delights the eye. And where my memories of Hawaii were realities.